Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWTV 860 on the AM dial. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Kenny Whitwer, an attraction area manager and member of the senior theatrical team of Terror Behind the Walls, which is currently at the Eastern State Penitentiary. So I say welcome. This Terror Behind the Walls began on September 20th, and on select dates, they can go to the website to see. It runs through November 9th, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we have 32 show nights. We just opened last weekend for our 2019 season, our 29th season of Terror Behind the Walls, and we run through November 9th.
Kenny, how do you change it from year to year? Because there's only so many things you can do to scare people.
Right. We're always looking to bring something new every season. So what's new for 2019 is we're making the show more interactive and more immersive than ever. So what's new is the immersion starts the second you enter our gatehouse to get your ticket scanned, and you stay entrenched in our universe until you leave at the end of the night. So it's all theatrics from the second you step behind the walls until you move back beyond the walls.
Now, when you say more interactive, does that mean the patrons participate, and do they know this ahead of time?
Yes. So visitors have a choice that they must kind of face right before they enter our first attractions. If they want to have, you know, a standard haunt experience where they're walking through the show, or they want to have a more enhanced interactive experience where they can opt to wear a tracking device around their neck, which means that they can be touched, grabbed, or separated from their group and pulled more into the storyline of the show. So we're trying to increase that interactivity this year to make sure our longtime fans get something new every time they come back.
How long is the entire experience when you first walk through to when you walk out?
We have six main classic attractions at Terror Behind the Walls, and the whole experience from the second you enter to the second you leave could take about an hour. So it's almost like going through a movie.
So I looked at the six attractions, and one of the things, and I'm going to go through each of them, but does everybody go through them in a certain order?
Yes, that's correct. So Terror Behind the Walls is a linear attraction, so everyone goes through those same classic six attractions in the same order and see kind of a storyline unfold as they go through.
All right, so the first one is lockdown. So when I'm in lockdown, what will I experience?
So when visitors first enter lockdown, this is in historic cell block 12, which is also, for you paranormal folks, believed to be the most haunted area of Eastern State Penitentiary. We've had multiple paranormal investigation teams come through cell block 12 and have reported seeing quite a different sights. Some really famous folks from the Travel Channel got through and documented some things there. But in the lockdown attraction, we have some guards that are trying to contain a new group of people who are possessing some kind of bizarre infection that makes them kind of see crazy hallucinations. There's some boils forming on the skin, so they're not quite themselves. So it's the goal of these guards to try to maintain that order in lockdown.
So that's the first attraction. And then from lockdown, you go to the machine shop. And the machine shop, I'm going to say what it says on the website. It says, hidden deep inside the cell blocks and long-forgotten machines, I guess evil is within them. Is that fair to say that's how it is?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment. Yeah, so once you enter machine shop, you enter this kind of hive mind of folks that all look and dress exactly the same. They've all taken it down to the scalp. They shave their heads completely bald, like myself. And they all have a mark of the machine, is what we call it, tattooed onto their foreheads. And everyone here is trying to kind of collect different body parts to build this maniacal machine, I guess, to kind of create some kind of power or authority among their hive-minded cult. So it's very intimidating. It was first designed in 2014 with interactivity in mind. So it's a very aggressive attraction to walk through as a visitor.
All right, before I get to the next attraction, I'm curious. Did somebody, like, write these attractions? Did somebody choreograph them? And are there any words spoken?
Yes, that's actually a really good question. So most of the show is written and developed by the senior theatrical team, which is just a panel of four folks on the creative management side who help develop the characters and write some scripting so actors can have some good dialogue to go through as they engage with visitors, and some choreography in terms of fight choreography of doing a startle scare to make sure you do it properly and safely in a way that maximizes impact for the visitors. So it's a team of us that kind of develops that kind of scripting and storyline, and we have a larger team as well that helps develop the more specific costumes, the makeup looks, and make sure that the set design and the animatronics are all exactly what we're looking for.
I think I read that the cast is 200. Is that accurate?
So we now have over 350 staff members to make Terror Behind the Wall. So it takes a village to run the number one haunted house in the country. So we have about 200 to 250 people in costume and makeup every night, and up to 75 to 100 operations specialists providing world-class customer service.
Wow. And where do you hold auditions for these people yearly to have them be part of the cast for what amounts to 32 nights?
Yes. So yeah, it's a pretty demanding job, but we have people come back year after year because they really love the community of haunters that they found here. So we hold auditions usually in the summertime throughout July and August, usually from like 6 to 7 p.m. on site at Eastern State Penitentiary. We also, for those of you that missed those summer auditions, we are holding mid-season auditions on October 2nd from 6 to 7 p.m. If you missed your chance to join the terror team, you still have a chance to audition to come behind the walls with us.
Wow. And that would be for next fall.
That would be for this upcoming season. We can bring you right into the show, get you all caught up to speed, and you'll be in costume and character, or you'll be in a customer service position.
Wow. All right, we'll go back to the attractions because we did lockdown, we did the machine shop, and then there's the infirmary. I mean, everybody needs an infirmary because what happens beforehand would probably require an infirmary to help people. But what happens in the infirmary?
Yeah, so once you enter the infirmary, you encounter our old medical wing where we have some maniacal doctors and surgeons and orderlies that seem to initially think that they're here to help you and treat you of whatever this infection is that's going around. But the more you progress through an infirmary, the more you realize that their intentions are more sinister, and perhaps the cure is not exactly what they're looking for, and maybe they have some more evil intentions than we'd initially thought.
Blood Yard,
yes. So Blood Yard was new for our 2017 season. It mostly takes place outside, and it also is in some spaces that visitors had never gone in before, daytime or nighttime.
So outside of the penitentiary, actually?
In an outside space within the penitentiary.
Okay, so that backyard thing, that I have seen it.
Yes. So around the greenhouse, if you're familiar with that. So as visitors enter Blood Yard, they kind of encounter this gruesome colony of cannibalistic warriors that have kind of carved out their own world within our own, you know, twisted world. They've seemed to, like, they've been outcast from some of the other attractions and they don't quite fit in. And you soon realize it's their appetite for human flesh that kind of keeps them at a distance from other folks.
Kenny, do you have anybody who's walking through it that, like, gets so scared they need out?
Yes, absolutely. And we always want to respect the visitor's decision and what their level of comfort is. So if you're just feeling like it's just too much, one thing that you can do is say, monster, be good. And then whatever actor is interacting with you has to disengage. Another option is if it really is just too much and you need to exit, you can just let anybody know that it's time for you to leave and you just can't handle any more of the terror. And then someone not in costume and makeup will gladly escort you back out to the outside.
All right. So that's good for people to know. And we should also tell people, if you are under the age of 7, no matter who you are, you do not accept them.
Yes, that's correct. We don't recommend the show for anyone under the ages of 7. Anyone 7 and up with an adult is fair game.
And the child would be considered 7 to 12, right?
Yes,
at least by the
correct
ticket price, it looks like that. Okay. All right, so we did the Blood Yard, and now we're into Quarantine 4D. What is it? 4D makes me think that I'm seeing it. Do I have to wear special glasses or something?
Yes, protective eyewear is required before you enter Quarantine 4D. So as you've progressed through the infirmary, clearly the infection has not been cured yet. So you're starting to see more of those intense symptoms. So you have some hallucinations. You're seeing some things that may or may not actually be there. A lot of vivid colors. So Quarantine 4D is our blacklight and UV attraction. So there's a lot of very beautiful design work by our tech and our makeup teams that did a really amazing job of painting these elaborate sets that really pop out once you have those 4D protective glasses on. So you see some really wild characters that are kind of unlike any other universe you've seen. And it's very disorienting, too, as you go through.
Sit tight. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. We're talking to Kenny Whitwer. And it is Terror Behind the Walls. It is currently at the Eastern State Penitentiary, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Temple football tickets are on sale now. Be a part of big-time college football action when the Owls battle the nation's best this season at Lincoln Financial Field. Purchase Temple Football Flex Package, which gets you 8 ticket vouchers to use for any combination of games throughout the season. Or treat your employees and clients to field-level seats, which include all-you-can-eat food and drink, a parking pass, pre-game sideline passes, and more. Temple Football has a ticket package available for everyone, and tickets for kids on game day are only $10. Call 215-204-8499 or visit owlsticks.com today. The Civil War and Reconstruction, now at the National Constitution Center. Its first exhibit in America, now exploring how constitutional clashes over slavery set the stage for the Civil War, and how the nation transformed the Constitution to more fully embrace the Declaration of Independence's promise of liberty and equality. Visit now to see artifacts and rare documents bring to life the stories of figures central to the conflict over slavery, including Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and Harriet Tubman. Visit this summer to see this amazing new exhibit, as well as the extended run of the Hamilton exhibit. Tickets available at constitutioncenter.org. That's constitutioncenter.org.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work. As do I.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles here on WWDB. Kenny Whitwer is our guest, and we are talking about Terror Behind the Walls, which is currently at Eastern State Penitentiary. And I should tell people the website, Kenny, is easternstate.org. If you typed in Terror Behind the Walls, I think it would eventually get you there, but EasternState.org is definitely the website that I found it at.
So you can visit TerrorBehindTheWalls.com or EasternState.org/Halloween. We'll bring you to our website.
All right, so there are six attractions. We got through five of them. And the last one, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I forgot what the last one, Breakout. Breakout is the final one. What happens in Breakout?
So Breakout is unrelenting chaos. So if you escaped infirmary, you're no longer seeing signs of infection in quarantines, you can put those protective glasses away, and now you're surrounded by a whole bunch of infected people who have been contained in this this prison that are desperate to escape. You might see people, you know, like trying to get you through to crawl through a tunnel that they dug to help escape. You'll have a few guards that are left there just scrambling to maintain any sense of order. So it's very chaotic. It's loud. It's disorienting because you just keep getting turned and twisted around. Just when you think you made it outside, you get thrown right back in. So it's another very disorienting, high startle attraction to be our finale for the show.
Kenny, are there time slots that the show takes place on the given nights that it does happen?
Yes. So tickets are sold in half-hour time entry windows. So as long as you go on that website, terrybehindthewalls.com, that's always the cheapest and fastest way to get your tickets. And then as long as you enter within that time frame, you won't be waiting in a long line to enter.
Oh, wow. Cool. All right. I went to Twitter and I saw where on your Twitter account it said musician, museum educator, free thinker, fun seeker. So I say, when you are not engaged in Terror Behind the Walls, what are you doing?
So when I'm not with Terror Behind the Walls in zombie mode, my day job is I'm the general manager for an escape room company in Center City. So it's really fun. We have a lot of different themed puzzle rooms where we lock people in the room for an hour and they have that time to try to figure out codes, keys, clues, things to kind of re-earn their freedom to move beyond the walls again. I'm a musician in my spare time. I've played shows in Philly. I've gone on a couple small tours with some local Philly bands. I produce music for a couple different local like Philly singers and artists as well. And I love riding my bike around the city. This is one of the most bikeable cities.
It really is. I don't always feel like bikers abide by the rules that are there, but it is a bikeable city, I agree. Were you always kind of a thrill seeker slash into terror or being haunted?
Honestly, I wasn't always into horror and haunt stuff as a kid. I was definitely a scaredy cat. Like thinking back to like Rugrats characters, I would definitely be like the Chucky Finster. All the 90s kids could relate to that one. But once I think I was 19 years old, I was working as a museum educator at the Franklin Institute, which is another kind of high energy entertainment like job. Still a really great place to work. And some of my coworkers were talking about how they used to work at Terror Behind the Walls. And they were like, you have a lot of energy and you make real weird noises randomly. So maybe this is something you have to check out. And I was thinking, well, I don't think I'm scary. I'm not intimidating. I'm not like a big, strong, you know, person that could really intimidate someone. But I went up to auditions and I just made a bunch of creepy, weird noises and moved around like a demon creature. And they liked what I saw. And that was 2013. And I've been here ever since.
What role do you currently play in Terror Behind the Walls?
So this year I serve, professionally on the senior theatrical team, and I'm also an attraction area manager. So right now I helped to cast the show and develop the scripting for the show. I helped hire our team of 200 to 250 actors for the show, and I helped provide support just to make sure the show is running nice and smoothly. I'm still in costume and makeup every show night.
Oh, you are?
So,
okay.
Oh, yeah. So cool. I kind of have this Victorian-esque kind of costume on. I have a nice top hat and I have some really awesome details that our costume department is able to fabricate for us. So basically I'm serving as like a medical inspector in this facility that's experimenting with containing this newfound infection. So I'm trying to make sure that everything's in order, but clearly I'm terrible at my job because we have zombies and infected people running around everywhere screaming. So it's still fun.
Shame on you. All right, we have to take another commercial break, but we'll come back and we'll continue talking to Kenny Whitwer. And again, Terror Behind the Walls. And you can check out the show and its times and everything you need to know about it at terrorbehindthewalls.com.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of The Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Hello, my name is Sarah Walker, associate producer of this show. I'd like to read a message from one of our sponsors, Dr. Rick Wilson. It follows, quote, "Our dental practice is Richard Wilson, DMD, PC, Dental Arts and Sciences. We built upon more than 75 years of a dental practice that is unique, remarkable, and caring. Iconic Philadelphia dental educator, Dr. Morton Amsterdam, asserted, quote, "There may be many ways to treat a case, but there is only one correct diagnosis. We live this credo each and every day. We will always start with the correct diagnosis and fully explain it to our patients. We can be reached at 215-765-5281 and online at smilephiladelphian.com. That is smilephiladelphian.com.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcom Times.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're talking with Kenny Whitworth, who is part of Terror Behind the Walls and has been since 2013, which is a good run for you, Kenny. I'm curious, are you a Halloween person? So on Halloween, will you be working, or do you actually still dress up and go and participate in Halloween activities?
I'm a Halloween person through and through. While I haven't always been a huge fan of horror things, I've always been a fan of Halloween. And every Halloween, I'm right in there in costume and makeup behind the walls doing exactly what I want to be doing.
Did you go to school for any of this that you're doing now? Did you study anything that you think has actually helped you in what you're doing?
Actually, I went to school at Drexel and Temple for a few years. I mainly studied sociology. So in a kind of indirect way, I think it does kind of inform my thinking in terms of designing haunts and thinking about kind of the science behind fear and what makes people really jump and what, you know, what are some fears that people feel more willing to kind of conquer and face head on in an experience like this, and what are some other things that, you know, they're not quite ready for yet. So thinking about, you know, levels of fear, thinking about power dynamics, and thinking about how different groups of people can interact with, you know, the same show in many different ways.
If somebody went to the show last year and then they come back this year, will they still be scared? Or is it similar enough that they'll remember what was happening?
We have tons of visitors that come back year after year, and we even have visitors who will come multiple times in one season. So if you went through the show last year, there's going to be plenty of new things for you to see this year where you'll still be on your toes the whole time.
When you talk about kind of the costumes and the choreography or planning what each of those attractions are, how much of it now is does digital computers help you guys do what you do, if at all?
Digital technology does help us a fair amount in terms of, you know, designing our attractions and, you know, using more, you know, advanced design software to kind of put those things together, but also just basic kind of like any, you know, office job, just using Excel and Office Suite to kind of plan out all these kind of logistical things. But, you know, most of the planning just really has to be done, you know, in person with real bodies and through live testing once we open the show. You know, we have a lot of different ideas for what could really work for an attraction, and the only way to see if it really lands is to just put it in and see how visitors react and then adjust it in real time as need be. So we do a lot of live testing in the show.
Well, I hope it's a successful season for you, and I thank you for coming in. Again, it's terrorbehindthewalls.com. Or if you're interested in the actual penitentiary, you can still get information about it at easternstate.org/Halloween.
Yes, yes. So tickets for Terror Behind the Walls start at just $24 online at terrorbehindthewalls.com. And we're always open for daytime tours from 10 a.m. to 5 if you go to easternstate.org.
Thanks, Kenny. We'll see you probably same time next year, and we'll be promoting the next one.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate your time. I remind you that you've been listening to Lifestyles, a show that has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.